Friday, October 3rd, 2008. Four Taiwanese researchers bag Ig Nobel Award. A research paper by four Taiwanese professors on the spermicidal power of Coke and Pepsi has won one of this year's 10 Ig Nobel Awards, said Mark Abrahams in Boston, who heads the prize committee. Hong Chuan-yue, one of the winners, is currently the president of Taipei Medical University in Taipei. He co-authored the seminal research paper, which appeared in 1987 in the Journal of Human Toxicology, titled The Spermicidal Potency of Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. Hong and his co-authors will be honored at the 18th Annual Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony at Harvard University's Sanders Theater in Boston today. Laugh and think. The Ig Nobel Prizes honor achievements that first make people laugh and then make them think, Abraham said. Taiwanese inventor Xie Guozhen of Taichung won an Ig Nobel Prize last year for his net trapping system to catch a bank robber, he said. Neither Hong nor his co-authors will be able to attend the ceremony because of previous commitments, but Hong's daughter, Hong Guanjun, who lives in the U.S., will accept the award on stage for the Taiwanese team. The team will be sharing the Ig Nobel Prize with the U.S. authors of an earlier New England Journal of Medicine paper that was cited in their study and which Hong's group disproved. Why was the Taiwanese team's paper selected for an Ig Nobel this year? Because it makes people laugh. Then it makes them think. And it will make them laugh and think again for the rest of their lives every time they have a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi, Abrahams said in an email last week. Hong said the team used a transmembrane migration method to study the effect of Coke on sperm in their research. The citation for the Ig Nobel Prize reads, the Shiri Ampere, Joseph Hill, and Deborah Anderson in the U.S. for discovering that Coca-Cola is an effective spermicide and to CY Hong, CC Xie, P. Wu, and Benjamin Jiang in Taiwan for discovering that it is not. In the published abstract of their 1987 paper, the team at the Department of Medicine at Veterans General Hospital in Taipei said, the inhibitory effect of old Coke, caffeine-free new Coke, diet Coke, and Pepsi Cola on human sperm motility was studied with a transmembrane migration method. None of them could decrease sperm motility to less than 70% of control within 1 hour. A previous study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, which claimed a marked variation of spermicidal potencies among different formulations of Coca-Cola, could not be confirmed. The researchers wrote, "Even if cola has a spermicidal effect, its potency is relatively weak compared with other well-known spermicidal agents." They said, "Motility. Testing of various formulas on sperm motility using a transmembrane procedure did not decrease motility to less than 70% control in a 1 hour period. Diet Coca-Cola had the strongest spermicidal effect, followed by classic Coca-Cola, caffeine-free Coca-Cola, and new Coca-Cola. Since there are no known substances in cola that affect cellular membranes, the results of these tests were not unusual," the researchers said. "Other tests have been done using higher dilution of cola, which could affect sperm motility and give different results for spermicidal potencies. The results show that cola has little, if any, spermicidal effect. Its use in post-coital douching is ineffective and could cause complications such as infection," the paper concluded.